Hello, it's Tuesday, January the 19th, 2021, and trust you are well. Again, we're in the Psalms, and we're in Psalm 119, this beautiful psalm. There are commentaries of 400, 500, 600 pages on Psalm 119. A couple of the Puritans wrote extensive, what were in effect sermons, book of sermons on Psalm 119. I've yet to meet someone, I'm sure they exist, but I've yet to meet someone who claims to have memorized the entirety of Psalm 119. That would be quite a feat. Again, it's an acrostic psalm, 22 sections, each section beginning, each line of each section beginning with a certain character of the Hebrew alphabet, and today we're in Pei, which is the P, Pa sound in Hebrew, and it begins in verse 129. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. That has been said in almost all the sections of Psalm 119, how he loves God's law and testimonies, and by God's grace endeavors to conform his life to them, not in order to be saved. This is a man who's already a believer. This is his response to the salvation that he has enjoyed. And then in the next verse, the unfolding of your words gives light, imparts understanding to the simple. Yesterday we were in the Ayin section, and the metaphor that was used in that section was the metaphor of gold, that God's testimonies are more precious than gold, more precious than fine gold. The metaphor here is light, and in the next section tomorrow, the metaphor will be truth. So gold, light, and truth. So this one is light. Verse 130, the unfolding of your words gives light. And then in verse 135, it's kind of mirror image at the end of the psalm. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. So the source of light, and light here in the sense of illumination, light in the sense of wisdom, light in the sense of godly comprehension, to put life together, to make sense of life, to understand what we are here for, that our chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Verse 131, I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments. I wonder if that's true. The word pant in Hebrew is the word that would be used for, I want you to try and envisage now, a baby chick in a nest. And you know when the mother is away getting food, you maybe have seen one of these Planet Earth, David Attenborough, wonderfully photographed accounts, and the camera is focusing in on the nest, and there are three or four little chicks, and their mouths are wide open because mother is coming, and it's got a moth or a grub or something, and their mouths open wide. And that's the same word that's used here. I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandment. I wonder if that's true for us, that we have that kind of longing to be fed by God's word. So, and I'm mixing my metaphors now, but so that light will come, so that we might be illuminated, so that we might have understanding, so that we might serve him and love him and follow him all the days of my life. At the very middle of the psalm, keep steady my steps according to your promise and let no iniquity get dominion over me. Ah, that's the Achilles heel, isn't it? For all of us. That besetting sin, that moment we want to follow the Lord, we want to love the Lord Jesus, but we have these besetting sins that can trip us, trap us, cause us to stumble at any moment. And so the psalmist is aware of that, and he's asking the Lord to keep him from stumbling. Well, that's Pei, and tomorrow we'll be in Sade. Have a wonderful day.